Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I guess this shouldn't come as a surprise, but 2020 looking like it's going to break all kinds of records for hurricane activity because, of course, it's 2020.
Heap it on, people.
Sienna and Raven, research team at Colorado State University. Now, this is actually the place that predicts all the storm activity for the nation.
Okay.
They're saying that we can see 24 storms, 12 hurricanes, and 5 of them are supposed to be major hurricanes.
Now, this is estimations, of course, based on weather patterns and things that they've seen historically before. I mean, this is not exact science. We don't know, but they're saying there's a higher probability.
The only year that they had more guesses than this was 2005, and 2005 ended up being the year of Katrina and Wilma. It was a massively destructive year.
Those were big ones.
Right. So, and here's another thing, if you're debating whether now's the time to get that generator, 75% chance they're predicting that the U.S. coast is going to be struck by a major hurricane that is a Category 3 or greater.
Nice. I'm over this stuff, man.
Think about everything we've been through in the last few days. Today marks the first day where hurricane activity actually really begins.
Wow.
Think about it. And everything. I mean, we're still without power. A million people, you know, in the tri-state.
Fire up the Jennies.
All right, so now what do we do with this information? Well, here's the interesting part, is that only 21 storms are given names. Remember, they pre-select all the names because they don't use the letters Q, U, X, Y, and Z, which seems discriminatory to me. What's wrong with Z?
I mean, it does seem discriminatory at this point. I mean, I can't pronounce half the names that they give us anyway, so what's the difference?
Yeah, but here's the thing. We had Isaias, which just happened. And Isaias, we should have known was going to be a problem because so many people had a hard time pronouncing it.
We made fun of it.
It's not even nice that we did that.
Right.
But here are the next 5 names of hurricanes that have already been predetermined. This is all real. So, you know, they already do it. Next, Josephine. Josephine sounds like...
Sounds like your aunt's friend.
Yeah.
She's it's so your aunt's nice. Friend. She comes over. Can Josephine come?
Yeah.
Yes, sure. She always... Tell her to bring that potato salad.
Right.
I love that potato salad. She's welcome at our barbecue.
Josephine always has a little bit of a mustache.
Right.
But it's all right.
Right. It's all right.
Yeah.
Or she's the neighbor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And her husband passed. And you invite Josephine over. And sometimes she watches the dogs for you or the kids.
I wouldn't be so worried about Hurricane Josephine coming our way.
Right.
After that, Kyle. Kyle's just like that preppy kid who's wearing like the whales on his shorts.
Kyle's my friend's younger brother.
Right.
That's what he is.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Then there's Laura. That's the next name, which is my sister. And she's lovable and great. Why would you be scared of Hurricane Laura?
Laura is like your kid's second grade teacher. I mean, who's going to be upset with Laura? Who's going to be afraid of that?
And then there's Marco. Marco's sexy.
Marco is so sexy. Marco should probably put his shirt back on.
Right.
Hey, Marco, I don't need to see that. All right? Put your shirt back on.
And the fifth hurricane name that's already been pre-selected for the season is Nana. Who is afraid of Nana?
Is that hurricane bringing cookies?
It doesn't make sense.
Is that what's going on there? Is that hurricane sending me $5 for my birthday and a card?
I think if we're going to be a little bit more scared this year of hurricanes, we have to give them a little bit more intimidating names.
We've got to up the ante, if you will.
Yeah.
That's why I've crowdsourced around the office here and asked people what they said were the scariest names out there.
For hurricanes?
Here's what we've come up with so far.
Yeah.
Darth Vader.
Right.
Darth Vader was a good one.
If it's Hurricane Darth Vader is coming your way, you better figure out how to forget the generator. You need like a saber.
Yeah. But I'm also going to want like some sort of, you know, sound effects with that too. I'm going to want like, you know, surround sound. I want to sit back and watch Hurricane Vader come with like some popcorn. Like that would be good for me.
I understand.
Polled people about the scariest names. Hannibal. Hannibal was a scary one.
Oh, yeah. You don't want Hurricane Hannibal coming your way.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Hannibal cuts you up.
Right.
Hannibal could eat you.
Oh, boy.
Right? You don't want to mess with that. Jebediah, because let's be honest.
No.
And yes, it just sounds scary.
No, it does not.
It's going to bring the brimstone.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
If Hurricane Jebediah is coming.
Did you not see the Children of the Corn? I mean, it didn't work out well there.
If Hurricane Jebediah is coming my way, I'm fine. I'll probably stand outside.
Because you feel like.
It's not going to do anything.
You feel like you've done enough praying that God's going to give you.
Gonna harvest me some beets.
Tyson? How about Tyson?
well, he's just going to bite off my ear.
But yeah, he's in shape again this year, too.
Whenever I see a dog named Tyson, I'm immediately afraid of it. Is that normal? Is that even normal?
That's what I'm telling you. It's a good choice.
All right.
Zeus. But then he said no Z's. Zeus would have been good. And for some reason, the girl down the hall is really, really, really afraid of the name Kurt.
Kurt?
Yeah, I don't know why. I asked her if, you know, she knew a Kurt, and he did, you know, what something. And I was like, do you know where Kurt lives? We'll go confront him. And she was like, no, just, it terrifies
sounds
me.
Sounds like a bad ex-boyfriend.
Right. Well, look out, people. These other ones, these could come into play.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.